Chapter 28.
As the bus crosses Standish Street at the corner of Provincetown's main drag, Commercial Street, Poppy looks out the window, amazed to see the town is quite crowded, packed, considering it's off-season, tourists up and down the sidewalks like it's summer despite the nip in the air. The other passengers on board seem excited, jumping up to look out both sides of the bus's windows, some even calling out the names of people they recognize. Then Poppy sees it, the banner stretched all the way across the street announcing Analingus Festival, November 20th to 22nd. She gulps and starts bouncing in her seat instinctively the way she always does when she feels stress. Adora looks over to her granddaughter in confusion when she sees a placard reading, "I'm a Rimmer." Before Poppy can think of a polite way to explain, Daryl pipes in, "It means licking assholes." Richard pokes his head out, intrigued, but Daryl shoves him back into his pants with a protection that's almost paternal. There's no real bus station in Provincetown. The route just ends at the public restrooms beyond Commercial Street near the entrance to McMillan Pier. It's the very center of town. Clam roll stands, foot-long hot dogs, T-shirt shops, even a traffic cop who seems to be welcoming the Analingus pilgrims flooding into town as if he's one of them. Volta and Lipa are liberals, of course. Any minority movement is A-okay with them, but they are rendered speechless when a Rimmer crusader happily chants, "Eating ass is a gas," as the bus pulls to a stop. Lipa tries to understand any diversity, but worries her shaking derriere may send out the wrong signals to this crowd. Volta, well, she's no prude, but at her height, this sexual act is both impractical and out of reach for many, especially while bouncing. Campolina is perhaps the most familiar with the act of rimming. She's at least tried it, but soon realized messing up her lipstick just wasn't worth the effort. "Booty call, booty call," yell some hippy-dippy radicals from Providence as they push their way off the bus past Springboard Sam and Doubleback Barbara, who hate to be racial profilers, but must admit to each other that African-Americans have never been at the forefront of rimming activism. Adora thinks she has seen it all, but when that man with those weird blisters on his lips whispers, "It's not foreplay, it's a standalone act," she fears this is beyond her newly expanded comfort zone and holds Surprise's ears so she doesn't have to overhear such a salty debate. Billy? Well, if he wanted to, he could lick his own asshole, but now he just waits his turn getting off the bus behind that pitiful beauty queen with the R crown. Guess he knows what that stands for now. She's queen of the Rimmers, and she actually has subjects waiting to honor her. After her red carpet-like exit, he gives himself a little aisle space, hurls himself forward, topples down the steps, and lands rolling at the feet of a uniformed nurse who offers complimentary gamma globulin shots to all Rimmers. He declines politely. Live and let live, thinks Poppy as her feet touch the ground of the promised land of international Analingus. She looks up to see a whole family wearing I Eat Ass sweatshirts. Okay, it's extreme, but the children are teenagers and with proper parental guidance, old enough to make their own decisions. Volta, Lipa, and Campolina have already been welcomed by a Rimmer glee club from Plymouth, identified as such by the badges they're wearing proudly pinned to their clothing. And finally, Springboard Sam and Doubleback Barbara see another African-American couple who obviously have taken the oral anal plunge. Even Daryl is allowing Richard to feel the love outside his pants coming from the ass cult. Could Daryl rim Marcia? It's a question he must now ask himself. But what's with Billy and all this rolling, Poppy wonders. He's always been ahead of the curve on stimulation through advanced body movement, so she'd better pay attention to this new relaxation technique. As they pass a packed bakery advertising donut holes on the way back to Commercial Street, Volta and Lipa give somersaults a try, but hey, it hurts. It is a lot of trouble, but it's worth it, Billy cries before calling out to them to try rolling horizontally. As Rimmers good-naturedly jump out of the way of these human newly rolling logs, Campolina considers the move from shaking to rolling. Can you roll in a ladylike way, she wonders, hesitating. 360 degrees, yells Billy as they turn the corner to Commercial Street, where some sort of Rimmer pride parade is about to begin. What the hell, thinks Campolina, as she feels the anal-based cultist's budding joy swelling around her. It's a new world out there. She throws herself down and begins rolling gracefully along with Volta and Lipa through the marchers, who move aside in confused acceptance. Aim and your trunk will follow, Billy bellows to Springboard Sam and Doubleback Barbara, who are shaking and bouncing their way past a club advertising Rimmer Bingo. Okay, their game. They hold hands and together hurl themselves to the asphalt, rolling up the parade route lengthwise like a hastily added float. Rimmers cheer them on, thinking their body contortions are all part of the circular tributes of the anal-oriented festivities. Heteros do it too, yells out a couple of jock-type ass-kissers, and Daryl feels relief. See, not all Rimmers are queer. He's so turned on thinking of Marsha's heterosexual behind that he throws himself down and starts rolling too. Maybe this will crack some sense into Richard's gay head. At each rotation, Richard is getting squished, trapped inside Daryl's hot, tight, itchy underpants, and gravel is chafing his hole. What the fuck? Who wants to roll when you can rim? Let me in. Open up. Wee-oo. Ooh, wee-oo. Adora feels a little old to even consider licking butt, but she must admit the Rimmer folk dancing classes held free of charge in front of Town Hall are a nice touch, and the children of Rimmers participating in curbside face-painting sessions where they're made up to be happy anuses, well, they're beyond adorable. But rolling? She's got knee issues. She'll have to sit this one out. A whole group of parents of Rimmers marching with their anal-aural offspring part like the Red Sea in welcome as all Poppy's cronies roll through them, politely shouting, on your left, on your right, for safety. But will Poppy join them? Be the last man bouncing, so to speak? Passing the Unitarian meeting house with a sermon board out front announcing rimming and the scriptures, you be the judge, she can see her roller's new elevation of bliss. Each turn bringing serenity and then the strength to reinvent themselves, just as the Rimmers have. Is it not divine intervention? A celestial sign that it is time to move on to rolling? Okay, she's game. She takes aim, runs, hits the ground rolling, and rolls and rolls and rolls. It's hard. It's painful, but my God, enlightenment. May she never come to a stop.